One of the most common feelings that you feel when you're in any competitive market is feeling behind. And, it's just listening to this podcast, how real estate developers are sort of looking at their peers and thinking about how that they are behind if they are not growing as much as what their peers are actually doing, which makes them want to do more risky things. And this sort of logic is extremely normal in how we feel about how we do things. If you look at your peers, whatever those particular peers are, and you start thinking, like, hey, how come they're so much more ahead than I am? How come they're getting in this particular area so much better off than I am? And this logic plays out in all sorts of domains of our life, whether it is, exercise. In my life, it's very much the academic game where you're looking at other people's, the length of their CV with the number of research articles that they've published. Whether it is how their kids stand, that's a big one. Whether it is early on, whether you have bought a house or they have bought a house and you haven't, or they bought a car and you haven't. Like all of these kind of things in our life, we sort of look at these peers and we think about, we think about ourselves in comparison to them, and we do all sorts of behaviors. This is really well known. In fact, I think it's, almost in the research how we look at it, I would say it's pretty near a law at this moment that we understand this, a theory, a scientific law. And I just want to say, I want you to put your blinders on and start being okay with being behind. Because what you're not seeing, what you're not hearing about, A, is how those people got to the certain stage of where they actually are. You never see that information. You don't get that information. It's not clear. Excuse me, sorry. And I apologize. I'm just going for a walk in the dogs. You just never know. And it could be that they get it from something that you never see, right? So I have to think about this. So when I was growing up, I had amazing parents. They were lovely, in so many respects. But they never sat down and did homework with me at all, ever. And that just wasn't part of our house. We wouldn't do those kind of things. It was up to me to actually do the homework. They would say, go do your homework, but I'd have to sit down and do it myself. And I think about that because now, with our kids, I sit down and actually, or we sit down and we go through the homework together every night. And, just that simple advantage of how things are set up or how you interact with your kids, for example, that is something that's not necessarily observable or people are going to talk about that. And yet, it's such an important advantage for somebody to have that. And you're never going to see that because everybody has parents. Nobody talks about the sort of parenting that goes on and parenting styles and things like that. And we all know that they're different, but we don't observe how that's actually affecting somebody. So that's just one simple example. Another thing that you have to remember is that you often pick the wrong peer reference groups. You pick the wrong peer reference groups because, and I apologize with all the crinkling. I have to, I'm going to be honest. I got to be honest here. I have to pick up the dog poop as I'm walking. Stuff. That's so awful, right? This is like in the public domain. So, What you don't see, or what you end up doing, is picking a referent group based on sort of observable things, things that you would sort of put people in different classes because of some sort of referent group. Maybe it's where you grew up, and who's in your immediate community, for example. Who is, I don't know, maybe it's part of your cohort. Very simple things that we have no control over. And we compare ourselves with those, right? Like, you have no control over what class you go, that you enter into, who's part of this cohort. You have absolutely no control over those things, and you don't even know if that's actually a good referent group. And yet, we do that all the time. We think about that. A better referent group, and I think about how almost ridiculous this is. We do this in science. What we do is we control for 16 different factors to find a referent group. And we compare against that referent group. And then we think about that as, like, that's an appropriate comparison. But we don't do that in the natural world, right? That's not how we do it. We don't sort of say, hey, this person is the same gender. You know, this group is the same, maybe same age group. Grew up in the same area, like all of those kind of things. And we just make a blanket comparison and we compare against them. That is such a bizarre thing. And we know that's wrong. It's not correct, and yet we do it. This is even a rigmarole in this podcast. And we know it's incorrect, and yet we do it anyways. I want you to sort of take a step back and think of all of these sort of limitations that we do. We should never be making a comparison with others. This is comparison really bogus. Don't make any sense in terms of who we are. We're actually comparing against them. We didn't even talk about the sort of process that we compare. But all of these kind of things, we should be just stuck in our own little world and doing our own little thing and being okay with who we are. So that's why, if you can practice, I know it's very difficult to not pay attention to other people. I'm absolutely aware of that, because it's human psychology to pay attention to other people and compare against them. But if you can practice that and practice just being more, I'm okay with who I am at this moment, being more of, I'm a good person because I'm actually just trying every day. Or, some days I don't feel like trying. Some days it just doesn't work out for me, and that's okay. And, all of those things. Or, I just don't have the energy today to do anything. And that's okay, too. And I want you to sort of take that step back and think about, what does it mean to be you, given who you are at this moment? And just be yourself. Be okay with you being you. And realize that the world is not going to recognize that. That's okay. They're not going to understand who you are. And that's okay. I think we need to sort of take a step back and think, how can I be myself? How can I be okay with where I am at this moment and take these steps forward, regardless of what those steps look like, how they feel, what other people think of me, and just take these steps and just know that I'm okay. And whatever those things are, that's just a beautiful moment. I think if we sort of stop sort of getting out of our head and comparing and just start saying, hey, I'm okay at this moment. Things are okay. I think we'll end up doing much better as individuals. Anyways, that's all I wanted to say. All right, take care and have a good day.